Look in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews today. Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. And I'm glad for the mercy of God. I'm glad that He did not give me what I deserve, but He gave me mercy. Amen. And I thank Him from the depths of our heart today. Hebrews chapter 11, you will and able stand this morning. Hebrews chapter 11. And I'll begin reading in verse number 8 today. Hebrews chapter 11 and beginning in verse number 8. The Bible says this morning, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence he also received him in a figure. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you today for the reading of the Word of God. Thank you for the sound of Zion that we have heard in this place today. Lord, I pray now for just a few minutes that you'd touch these lips. Give me the very words that need to be said. I desire to preach nothing more or nothing less than what you give. I pray you'll save that soul lost in this place today. What a great day it'll be in their life when they repent and receive Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray today for the child of God that's burdened down, how brokenhearted. Lord, today in the preaching, may their hearts be strengthened. May they be encouraged in this walk along this journey. Lord, we love you. We praise you for all you've done and what you're going to do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verses 14 through 16 this morning, where the Bible says, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they'd been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He had prepared for thee on my a city. I'd have preached this morning, the Lord being my helper on this subject. What kept Abraham going? What kept Abraham going. Now, you know, if you've been saved any length of time and have read and studied your Bible, that Abraham is a man of faith. That is one reason he is in Hebrews chapter 11. And over again, it's said about Abraham, by faith. I remind you what the verses say earlier in this chapter. Without faith, it is impossible. Are you hearing me? It is impossible to please God. Abraham is a man of faith. Abraham is also the father of the nation of Israel. We know that in studying the scripture. And I remind you this morning, the Israelite, the nation of Israel, they are still God's chosen people. Don't you get running with the crowd that thinks the church has replaced Israel. We have not. Hey, those promises are still to the Jew. God honors his word. God keeps his promises. And my friend, the land that they fight over so much is theirs because God gave it to them. Amen. He is the father of the nation of Israel. But then I say also, Abraham, the Bible says, is the friend of God. Now, I'm going to say something right there. That's a mighty big statement to be said about a man, that he is the friend of God. Hey, others around him recognize that. God acknowledges that in the word of God. Abraham, my friend. Oh, I want to be a friend to the Lord. Amen. He's done so much for me. I ought to give him my best and give him my all in serving him today. Oh, Abraham, a man of faith, the father of a nation, a man that is called the friend of God. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. It didn't exempt Abraham from trouble. It didn't help him get away from never having a bad day. Things didn't always go the way he thought they would. But ladies and gentlemen, according to Hebrews 11, yet Abraham kept on going. Hey, you're not promised a rose garden in this world. I know you hear this crowd on television preaching health and wealth. And that's contrary to the word of God. We're going to suffer some persecution, we that are saved. We're going to have our share of trouble. A man that's born of a woman, Job said, is a few days and full of trouble. Now, sometimes when trouble comes, we think God's treating us unfair. Well, I'm glad he ain't treating me fair. Amen. You know what fair is? You and I going to hell. You know what fair is? God cutting us off, never looking back our way. That's fair. But God, in his holiness and in his love and in his mercy, has saved us and helps us through the trials of this life today. Oh, friend, I'm glad that when trouble comes, God is still present. Oh, Abraham went through some things. You study the life of Abraham. I'll get to my thought in a minute. Hang with me. I'm headed somewhere. Abraham had to leave his homeland in Genesis 11 and Genesis 12. Don't you know that was hard on him? Saying goodbye to family and friends. But God had said, Abraham, I'm picking you out of everybody in the Ur of the Chaldees. I've selected you to be the father of a great nation and called him out, and he had to leave his family behind. Hey, sometimes along this journey, I've done experience it in my own life. Has God saved me and called me to preach? I've pastored in many states. I've preached in revival meetings up and down the land. I've had to tell my family that I love my mom, my dad, my brothers. I'll be seeing you later and take off for God. Hey, it ain't always easy to say bye to family and to friends. I'm going to tell you, it's still right to do what God said to do. He knows what it is to leave his homeland. Hey, Abraham knows what it is to make bad choices. Now, I said he's a man of faith, and he is. But even a man of faith can make bad choices. Now, for you that have arrived in this congregation, you're perfect and you're higher than everybody else. I want to tell you something. You ain't arrived either. You can make some bad choices. And we have in our life. And by the way, I don't want to make bad choices, but I will make some more in the future. And so will you. Hey, Abraham made a bad choice in Genesis chapter 12 when the famine came to the land of Canaan, and he took Sarai's wife down into Egypt. He had no business going to Egypt. He was to stay in the promised land, but he made a bad choice and he went down to Egypt. Hey, how many times have you made choices where God was had you in a place, a blessing, a place where he was using you, and you made a wrong choice and made a turn toward the world? Hey, we make some bad choices. He made a bad choice when he thought he had to help God. Now, if you ever thought you need to help God, you won't admit it, but you have. That's why you could have prayed about something, you just used a credit card. Hello. We probably could save a lot of money praying even before we go to the doctor. God help them to know what's going on where it don't drag out till sometime we fail to pray. Amen. Sometimes we get thinking we got to help the Lord. The one that stepped out where nothing was said, let there be, and there was, and we weren't even there, we think we got to help him. Does that make common sense? No, it sure don't. But we're bad like Abraham, and when he helped God, he created Ishmael, the son of the flesh. Hey, there's a promise seed that was to be Isaac, but Abraham said, I will help God out. Have you ever created any Ishmaels in your life? I drove one for a while one time. Hey, man, there have been some Ishmaels created in my life. Oh, we go through some trying times. We find that he made a mistake, made a bad choice in line there in the land in Genesis chapter 20. We find not only made bad choices, but concerning family with Lot. There was a dividing, a parting of ways. Oh, it broke Abraham's lot, heart that Lot, I chose the world. I chose Sodom and Gomorrah over the blessings of God. It broke Abraham's heart. Hey, Abraham interceded for Lot. Are you hearing me? Hey, sometimes family's going to break your heart. Amen. You say, preacher, I raised them in church. I made them memorize scripture and they can quote it. I want to tell you something. They still have a will. Those children will make choices of their own. Amen. And sometimes family breaks your heart. How do you get keep going? Abraham pressed on. Hey, waiting on the promised seed. We find in Genesis 16, God said, I'm going to raise up one. That'll be your son. He's the promised one, Isaac. But you understand, months and years went by at the chapter 21 before Isaac was ever born. Ladies and gentlemen, look up here. Sometimes when you pray and God gives you a Bible verse, gives you a promise, sometimes it may still take a while to come to pass. If you think you're going to go to the prayer place, like going through the drive-thru at McDonald's and just spout your order out, and God's going to jump and do, you're highly mistaken. Sometimes God's plan can take a while to come to pass. Amen. Oh, friend, he knows what it is to go through God asking him to offer Isaac, take him up on the mountains, range of Moriah, and sacrifice his son, Isaac. And boy, no doubt that morning, it was hard in his heart to say, I'm going to obey God. But he did. Oh, friend, Abraham experienced the death of Sarah one day. Sarah. she died. Abraham knew what it was to take a loved one's body down to the cemetery and place that body in the sod. Abraham had went through some suffering in this life. Well, preacher, how did Abraham keep going? Well, in Hebrews 11 here, I find four things that kept old Abraham going. Hey, through all the trouble, through all the heartache and the heartbreak, the reason we find Abraham in Hebrews 11 is because he didn't give up. He didn't throw in the towel. He stayed with God. He said, God, you've been good to me, and I'll follow you regardless what goes on. Hey, friend, I'll tell you something. God's too good for us to stop serving Him. God has blessed us above measure today. What kept Abraham going? Well, number one, in verse 8, the call kept him going. For verse 8 says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. Oh, Abraham, when it got tough, he just looked back and thought back to that day when he was in the Ur of the Chaldees, a place that was eaten up with idolatry, paganism, ungodliness, as sin on every side. That's where Abraham was when the God of heaven came to that city and said, Abraham, I'm a calling you out. I'm a getting you out of this mess. I'm getting you out of your idolatry. I'm getting you out of your sin. I'm a taking you out to a promised land. Hey, every time it got dark, I believe old Abraham said, but I remember when I wasn't even thinking about God, He came to where I was. Can I remind you of something today? There's a day in your life you are steeped in sin. You're separated from a holy God. But God came where you were, and He called you by name. He didn't let you go to hell. He should have, but He didn't. Hey, God called you unto Himself and saved you by His grace. Hey, I remember the day, I'm telling you, through many times when it was dark and my heart was broken, the reason I'm still here today, I look back at that day 37 years ago when God in mercy rescued me, saved me by His grace. That's why I'm still going. That's why I'm not quit. It's God in His mercy rescued me. Oh, He remembered that call. Hey, I'm telling you, that call of salvation keeps me going. Hey, that call of service keeps me going. I'm going to tell you something, friend. In preaching the gospel sometimes, you get some brokenhearted, dim to people. You think, I don't want to preach no more. I don't want to go no more. But I'm telling you, when a man of God sits down, there's something on the inside of him goes to burning. Goes to stirring up inside of him. I want to tell you, friend, the reason I still preach after services where I flopped and fell on my face is the fact that God's put a call in my heart. I had to preach the word of God. Hey, that call keeps us going. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, if it wasn't for God saving you, you would have quit. Amen. We had thrown in the towel a very long time ago. Can I say, not only because of the call, but can I say in verses 9 and verse 11 through 13, he kept going because of the covenant. For the Bible tells us in verse number 9, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise. The last part talked about the same promise. In verse 11, I told my Sarah, she judged him faithful who had promised. Verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises. You see, there was a day in Abraham's life where God met with him at an altar. Now this is after he's called him out there, the Chaldees. He says, singled Abraham out. But God makes a covenant with Abraham. Now in Bible days, when you go to that text in the book of Genesis chapter 15, where that covenant's made, usually when you divide that sacrifice, the two people would join hand and walk between the pieces together.
They were entering a covenant. Both of them had a side to keep up. But on this night, God put Abraham asleep. He said, son, I'm going to make a covenant with you. It ain't got a thing to do with you, but it's got everything to do with me. And he said, I'm going to make you a promise, son. I'm going to make your seed like the stars of heaven and the sands by the seashore. He entered into a covenant, made a covenant with old Abraham, and God keeps his promises. You know what I found in this Christian journey? When life gets a little tough and I'm hanging on to a promise in the Bible, God's given me a verse, I find out that God's made that promise. It's not me promising God anything, but God's made me a promise, and God honors his word today. Hey, friend, I'm going to tell you, I've had God give me a verse before and hang on to it for over a year before something happened. Amen. But when those times my heart would get heavy, I'd think back in the midnight hour, God's made me a promise. God spoke, hallelujah. God spoke to my heart and said, son, it's going to be all right. I'm telling you today, that Bible's full of promises. He has promised to never leave you. He's promised to never forsake you. He's promised to help you. He's promised to be your shield and your sword and your high tower. I'm glad, hallelujah, when life gets rough, that we have a covenant God's made with us. Hey, it's going to be all right. Oh, friend, Abraham kept going because of the call. Abraham kept going because of the covenant. Let me say number three. There in Hebrews 11, verse 10 and 16, Abraham kept going because of the city. Verse number 10 said, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 16, but now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God's not ashamed, had to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Oh, Abraham said, I ain't a quitting, because God has prepared a city. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, talk about by faith. Abraham's a long time back yonder, but he was looking for a city. Hey, can I say to us that are saved, thank God there's a city. Amen. A holy new Jerusalem. Amen. God's going to prepare us a place. Hey, I'm glad it's a prepared place. It's not made by man, but it's made by God himself. It's a city that lieth at four square. It's a city with a street that runs through it of pure gold. It's got walls of jasper and gates of pearl. It's got a foundation that looks like a rainbow. Hey, I'm going to tell you, friend, it's a prepared place. Hey, there's a city to come out for the people of God. Oh, you say, preacher, you're just dreaming. Oh, no, I'm not dreaming. There's a city, hallelujah. I'm looking for that city whose builder and maker's God today. I may never have much down here. As a riding there, I told it last night. We went by our daughter's house in Asheville this Friday, coming back from Tennessee, where I'd preached in a meeting. And we went by Biltmore Lake. And I'll tell you, there's some very beautiful homes there. Very elegant, very nice. Man, makes my house look like a guard shack. Not much to look at. It was very impressive seeing those homes. I'll tell you something tonight. This morning, I may never have much down here. I may not have a lot of money. I may never have a big house. I may never have a fancy car. Hey, but I'm going to tell you, I'm headed to a city that God's made for us that are redeemed. And one day, hallelujah, we're going to reach the city where we'll sing and shout and worship him. I'm saying today, that city keeps us going. Amen. Hey, this ain't all there are to it. Amen. You may not have two nickels to rub together this morning, but I want to tell you something. There's a city to come. Amen. Hey, I'm glad for the people of God. There's a better day and there's a better place that's just around the corner. Amen. Hey, what kept Abraham going? The call, the covenant, the city. Oh, prepared place, personal place.
I have a place in that city. And it's not your place. And your place is not my place. But you hear me, it's a personal place. Amen. Hey, you think sometime God's forgot. He ain't forgot you. He's built you a place. Amen. Oh, the call, the covenant, the city kept Abraham going. Then let me say in verse 17 through 19, the confidence kept him going. What do you mean, preacher? Look back at those verses. Verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac I shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence he also received him in a figure. Hey, you hear me right here. He didn't give up and didn't quit because of the confidence that he had in God. Abraham doesn't walk with him too long and too far. He said, I can trust him. This is what God said, I can trust him. Can I tell you something today? Some of you have been saved a while. Some of you just got saved here in the last month or two. And you're finding out God's there. But those of us who've been saved a while can tell you, I can tell you without reservation, I can tell you on the authority of that Bible you have, that you can trust God. You can put your confidence in Him. You can't put your confidence in men, because men will fail you. Men will change. Men will do other things. But I'm going to tell you this morning, you can have your confidence in the God of heaven. He'll never fail. He'll never desert you. Oh, my soul, I'm saying to you, you can trust God. Boy, he didn't quit because he had confidence. Those verses tell us, he said, Lord, you want me to offer Isaac? I'm going to do it. But you know what? He had enough confidence in God. You think about this. He rose up early, Brother Terry. That's what the Bible said in Genesis 22. He didn't say, I ain't going till about noontime. No, but he rose early. He got that wood. He got that knife. Got the fire. Got Isaac. Had some servants with him. They took off toward the mountains of Moriah. And when they got to the foot of the mountain, as far as Abraham was considered in his heart before he left the house, Isaac's dead. You hear me? He done settled. He's dead. But it also had enough confidence in the God of heaven that if he had to plunge that knife into his son Isaac, he believed God enough would raise him back up. But how do you know that, preacher? Because when they got to the foot of that mountain in that day, he looked at those servants and said, I and the lad, we're going up yonder, we're going to worship, but we're coming back. He didn't say he was coming back. He said, we're coming back. Amen. Why? He had confidence in God enough to know God had never failed him and God would never fail him. And he trusted God. Hey, the reason you can keep going today is because we do have confidence in the Lord Himself. That's where my confidence is today. It's not in men, because men change. That's right. My confidence is not in a church, because churches change. But my confidence in the Lord, because the Lord never changes. He said, I'm God. He said, I change not. Amen. That he's the only one can say that.
Yes, sir.
We're changing all the time. Oh, yeah, you're changing. I know you've got all these ways you try to keep fit and trim and keep your beauty, but hey, you're changing. I know you change. That's why you got to wash that bathtub out. That's dead you. Amen. That's what's making that stain around that tub. You're changing. You're dying. Amen. There's a time we was all young, thought we was bulletproof and everything else. You remember that? Hey, some of you big old boys, I'll about guarantee you've lifted up stuff you shouldn't even tried to, but you've done it. Just so you could show you could do it. You can't do it now. Amen. I preach, I keep my coat button. Reason is I'm trying to hide that I'm on the level. got a bubble in the middle. Amen. Hey, I don't preach as hard as I used. Some of you think I'm wild as a Comanche Indian. Son, you ain't seen nothing. You ought to saw me at 23. You talk about cutting the hum on, I could cut her on, buddy. Amen. What's happening? I've changed. My body's changed. I ain't had much choice on some things. But I can tell you this. This old world's some 6,000 years old. And it's seen generation after generation come and go. But God, are you listening to me? God is the same as He's always been. He's not got weaker through the generations. He's not white-headed and crazy-headed. He ain't biting his nails down to the quick word of how He's going to help us. He ain't afraid of North Korea. He ain't worried about Russia. He ain't worried about the Middle East. He's still God. He still reigns on His throne. He still has all power in heaven and in earth. I'm telling you, you can have confidence in God. Oh, Abraham didn't quit because he had the call. He had that covenant. He had that city he's looking for. He had confidence in God. I want to say this as I close this morning. In the Christian life, there are times for you young Christians, I'm going to be real honest with you. There are times in your Christian life you're going to say in your head, you may even say out loud, I'm going to quit. This is too hard. I can't endure this. I can't do this. You're going to say that. You're going to think that. Each one of us here, they've been saying any time, that's happened to us. We've thought, I'll just go to another church. I'll do something different. Hello. But I want you to do something real quick for me right now. Would you do something for a preacher this morning? Look to your right just a second. Just look around to your right, would you? Now look over to your left. Where are you at? Where are you at? You're in the house of God. You want to know why? All them other times you said, I can't do it. I give up. I throw in the towel. Friend, there's a God in heaven. Said, let's get up and try one more day. You're still going. What kept you going? That call of salvation. That covenant, those promises God's made to you, that city that we're looking for this morning. Hey, the confidence that we could have in our God, that's why we're still here. Amen. God has helped us. Amen. Oh, friend, today, you can keep going. You say, preacher, I'm about to fall under the load. There's one underneath you who's going to hold you up. I got confidence in that. Hey, there's a God in heaven that's going to make a way where you think there ain't no way. Oh, friend, today Abraham kept going because of the call, because of the covenant, because of the city, because of the confidence. You too and I can make it. Father, take this message. Use it for your honor and for your glory. I've tried to preach what you put on my heart. Lord, there's no doubt somebody that's saved, they're born again this morning. But Lord, they're walking in a hard place. Lord, they're discouraged. Lord, they are bewildered. Lord, they don't know if they're going right or left, up or down, forward or backwards. God, the world's got them just all out of sorts. Lord, I pray this morning that You'd remind their heart about these things that kept Abraham going. And Lord, You kept him going. You'll keep them going. Lord, we love You. Thank You for first loving us. Help us this morning. May we glorify You in all we do. In Jesus' name, let's stand this morning. Some are already moving toward the altar. Maybe you are. Well, you're saved. You know it. But this morning, you press above measure. Man, I'm telling you, you're weighted down today. God is the only one that can keep you going. It's not going to be your willpower. It's not going to be this old world. But it's the God of heaven that's going to keep you going if you'll look to Him today while we sing.
When we walk with the Lord, In the light of His word,
would you come?
What a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will,
oh, yes,
He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey.
Oh, yes.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way,
that's right,
to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
We're going to sing another verse in just a moment. I will remind you, life has got a lot of turns in it. Life's got a lot of things that are unexpected. When we're young, we just see this straight line. We're going to live and be have this job, and we desire family. We're going to have this, and we want this, and this, and this. And man, we see we got a 5-year plan and a 10-year plan. But what we're not looking at is all the turns and the potholes that come along this journey. We got in our mind we're going to do all this, and then we're going to retire at one age and enjoy retirement. But here's the thing. Our health could take a nosedive before the sun comes up in the morning. I've done experienced that myself. Friend, things can change in a moment of time in our life. But God is still the same. He's there to lean on. He's there to uphold you. He's there to get you through. I promise you this, God is eternally the same. While we sing, folk are praying, others need to come. You come home.